great, we want to have a protest. Who is going to get the permit? Are we going to have a permitted rally? If we're not going to have a permitted rally, how are we telling people that this is not a permitted rally? How are we ensuring people's protection? Are we going to provide security for this? Do we have a loudspeaker? I mean, these are all things that had to happen for that to take place. So there were often expectations placed on the folks that were in the office the most and that used to be paid staff to come in and fill some of those roles. And that's when we got into the, you know, there was a lot of the, this is not part of my job description conversations. And then also the conversations of what is our responsibility to these folks? What is our responsibility to each other? And we talk about unrealistic expectations of ourselves. There were folks that would miss class to make sure that they were at a meeting where we would, you know, be discussing how to move forward an agenda around this particular, you know, policy that the chancellor just put together, for example. I mean, there were lots of those opportunities, right? But then how do we engage the student population on campus? And then how do we reach outside of that, right? So at any given time, and then who's able to speak and represent us internally and in public? So at any given time, there were layers upon layers upon layers of things that we were considering. And it was exhausting. and it was also, it became at times hostile. Not because we wanted to be mean to each other, but because the reason sometimes we came into that space were because we were exploring these issues of how the world worked, and then we're facing some real challenges in terms of being able to do this work in a healthy way. So that was all present. And the other thing I want to say is that let's not forget that this is a college. And so the folks that were really active in the fall may or may not be back in the spring. So some of the training, you know, you're losing it. So you're constantly like doing this work to bring people up to speed in terms of what you've done, what the issues are, how they can plug in, while having this huge rotation. So folks that were, you know, were around, there was a burden and a workload that was just even more unrealistic. And I think this is the part that's important for me in terms of lessons shared, right? Because I feel that there are certain work that women tend to do versus men tend to do. And there's a different sexiness, if you will, about putting together a budget versus planning a rally. And those are real dynamics and created a lot of animosity is too strong a word, but it just created some feelings for the folks that were really driven around like going really wide and doing the networking and doing the outreach, which is all important work, but was definitely more valued than the folks that are thinking about our capacity and how do we realistically get this done. And from their perspective, from the folks, and I was clearly one of the capacity builders, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the person thinking about the infrastructure. And from the folks doing the outreach, that's work. That is, you know, you're relationship building. You're trying to build a future and trust with, you know, a large network of people. From their perspective, you're the number cruncher. And nothing, you know, none of that is more important than the other, but I think we had a self-importance that sometimes overshadowed the amount of work that we were doing and created some tension where, you know, if we had really thought about it, like for this to happen, you know, we need a checklist, like this needs to happen, but we didn't think that way because we just needed to get it done. And so, you know, fast forward to the work I'm doing now, having a level, you know, being removed one level, I'm able to see how to be effective. You need to create capacity in both of those areas.